Bom dia a todos vocês nesta manhã tão bonita, apesar do frio, um sol lindo lá de fora.
Good morning to all of you in this wonderful morning. Even though it's cold, very cold, we have a sunny day outside. We're grateful.
Para mim foi, está sendo de particular emoção em visitar uma assembleia aqui nos Estados Unidos. É a primeira vez em todos esses anos que eu entro numa assembleia.
So for me, it's especially a moment of a lot of gratitude and happiness because all these years following the Lord with the assemblies in Brazil is the first time I actually step into an assembly in the United States with my American brothers.
Eu me senti em casa, me sentindo alguns anos atrás na nossa assembleia lá em Brasília.
I felt home. I felt like I was pretty much in my home assembly in Brasília as soon as I walked in and joined you guys this morning.
A minha vida cristã começou numa igreja como esta, em Brasília.
In my Christian life, it began in a brethren community assembly just like this in Brasília.
E havia ali missionário dos Estados Unidos que vivia naquela cidade.
And we had a missionary from United States who was living in that city at the time.
O nome dele era Jaime Nichols.
His name is Jaime Nichols, or James Nichols.
E ele teve uma importância muito grande na minha vida.
And he is a brother of great importance in my life.
Toda visita, todo evangelismo que ele fazia, ele me convidava para acompanhá-lo e para fazer a leitura do texto bíblico.
Every time he would visit someone from our church, anytime someone was sick, anytime he would go and pray with them or evangelism or any discipleship, he would invite me over so that I could follow him and watch him closely.
Ele participou ativamente nos meus primeiros anos de conversão e também me apoiou quando eu fui estudar nos institutos bíblicos da Missão Nova Sede.
He was very active in my life, very intentional, discipling me in my first Christian years, and he was very supportive when I went out to get a formal Bible education in Bible institutes.
Talvez para muitos de vocês ouvir falar de missionários americanos lá de fora é só é algo comum, mas não é tão significativo.
Maybe for some of you, hearing about American missionaries overseas, it might be very common and it might not be so touching as it is for us in Brazil.
Mas para nós que ouvimos o evangelho através desses missionários, para nós isto foi fundamental nas nossas vidas. Nós somos muito gratos à igreja na América do Norte.
But for us, being reached by American brothers, this was not only very significant, but of major importance. And we are very, very happy and grateful for what God has done through your lives in Brazil.
A história da igreja evangélica no Brasil é muito recente.
In reality, the history of the evangelical church in Brazil is a recent one.
E somente de uns 70 anos para cá é que o evangelho começou a crescer no nosso país.
And only about from 70 years till now is that the gospel has truly spread in Brazil.
E ela cresceu por causa do esforço missionário. E eu louvo a Deus porque eu nasci numa igreja que tinha uma doutrina muito boa, e logo eu fui estudar com novas tribos. Então, toda a minha história bíblica é entre as nossas igrejas e a Missão Novas Tribos.
So, since the beginning where I came to Christ, I am very grateful because I was brought up in a very biblical church with biblical doctrines. And ever since I went into missions and I moved into missions, I was always involved with great people with great biblical knowledge and great biblical doctrine And I'm very grateful for all of this.
E nesta manhã, eu quero começar a nossa mensagem exatamente desse lugar, do início da minha vida.
And from this this morning, I want to start off exactly from this place that I am mentioning, since the beginning of my life with great biblical doctrine.
Eu tinha 3 meses de convertido.
I was about 3 years of being a new believer.
Quando havia um grupo de treinamento de jovens na igreja.
And there was a little small group to train young people in church.
E o rapaz me deu um versículo e falou, você vai estudar esse versículo e na semana que vem você vai falar 5 minutos sobre esse versículo.
And someone from church told me, look, this is the verse you have to memorize, you got to study it, and next time we meet, you're going to explain this verse in 5 minutes.
E era a primeira vez que eu ia ler a Bíblia e falar publicamente.
And it was
só para os jovens.
First time I was going to read the Bible and talk about the Bible and teach the Bible. And that was for a young people group that I had in front of me.
O versículo era João, capítulo 10, versículo 9.
And the verse is John 10, 9.
E eu li o versículo e comecei a falar sobre que Jesus Cristo é a porta.
And I read that verse and I started to talk about how Jesus is the door.
Era só 5 minutos e eu não sabia que para preparar para falar 5 minutos você tem que estudar pelo menos um dia.
It was only 5 minutes, but I didn't know at the time that to speak on the Bible and teach the Bible for 5 minutes, you have to at least study one full day to do that.
Se você vai falar meia hora, talvez 10 minutos de estudo serve.
If you're going to talk about half an hour, maybe studying it for 30 minutes will do.
Mas conciso não é fácil.
But to be able to teach in such a short time, it's not easy.
Mas eu comecei a falar que Jesus é a porta. E quem entra por aquela porta é salvo.
And I remember saying that Jesus is the door, and whoever goes through that door will be saved.
Mas aí eu fiz uma pergunta para todo mundo, e aquela pergunta era muito mais para mim.
But then I asked a question to everyone, but in reality that question was much more a question asked for myself.
A pergunta era, e se alguém não conhece essa porta, como é que ele pode entrar?
But the question was, what if no one knows about this door? How can they actually get through it?
Eu falei, como é que é se ele nunca ouviu falar desta porta? Como é que ele vai entrar pela porta? Como é que ele pode ser salvo?
If they don't know about this door, how can they find the door and open the door and go through it?
Eu só tinha 3 meses de convertido.
I only had 3 months of being a new believer.
E quando eu pensei nisso, eu me assustei ali na frente.
And when I said that, I got frightened at that moment.
E eu comecei a chorar lá na frente.
And I started crying.
Eu falei, se ele não conhece, ele não pode entrar por essa porta.
And I realized that people don't know about this door, how can they go through that door?
Ele precisa conhecer sobre essa porta.
So people need to know about this door.
Ele precisa ouvir sobre essa porta.
People need to listen about this door.
E eu chorei desesperado.
And I would cry desperately at that moment.
E aí me pegaram, levaram para fora e me assentaram numa cadeira e me deram água.
They finally took me out of the stand, they set me down and they gave me a cup of water.
E a minha vida começou a mudar.
And my life started to change from that moment on.
Eu pensava naqueles que nunca tinham ouvido.
Because I would think about the ones that had never heard about the gospel.
E eu trabalhava num escritório de advocacia.
And I used to work in an attorney's office.
E um dia aquele missionário Jaime Nichols me liga e fala assim, você pode receber 2 missionários aí no seu escritório no período do almoço.
And then that missionary, that American missionary I mentioned, Jaime Nichols, he called me and he said, I have 2 missionaries that needs to see an attorney. Can you have them over at your office?
Era no período do almoço e eles precisam ficar em algum lugar na capital.
It was around lunchtime and I was in Brasília, the capital, and they needed to stay somewhere until he had something else to do, and I said yes.
Eu falei, pode vir, e eles ficaram comigo ali aquele período que diminuía as atividades no comércio.
So we were at lunchtime, and obviously our work would, you know, we wouldn't have as much work. So I said, bring him over, send him over, and I'll stay with them for the meanwhile, the time he's going to be here.
E os dois eram missionários da Nova Cidade.
And these 2 missionaries, they were missionaries from New Tribes Mission.
E eles começaram a dar o testemunho dele para mim.
And they started to talk about what God was doing in their lives.
Um mês depois, eu pedi demissão do meu emprego.
A month after that, I quit my job.
E em julho daquele ano, no meio do ano, eu fui estudar no Instituto Bíblico da Nova.
And then, summer vacation of that year in July, I went to New Tribes Mission Bible School in Brazil.
E foi lá naquele instituto que eu conheci aquela que seria minha esposa na cidade.
And it was in that Bible Institute that I actually would meet the love of my wife.
Deus,
the love of my life.
Deus, quando faz uma obra, ele faz uma obra completa.
So when God does his work, it's a complete work that he gets done.
E ele completou a minha vida com minha esposa.
And he completed my life with my wife.
E nós temos três filhos.
And we have three sons.
São quatro homens dependentes, carentes da força de uma mulher.
And that means we are four men that depend and we rely on the force of a woman.
Depois que nós nos formamos, fomos trabalhar no norte do Brasil.
After we finished Bible school, we went to work in the north region of Brazil, in the Amazon.
E alcançamos, descobrimos grupo completamente isolado e fomos fazer contato com eles.
And we discovered this people group in the middle of the Amazon that they were fully, completely isolated, had no contact with the outer world, and we moved on to make contact with those people.
Uma história... Eu não tenho tempo para contar agora, mas uma história.
Unfortunately, I don't have time to talk about this story, but it's just a fantastic story.
E no mês de agosto de 82, nós fizemos contato com aquele grupo que nunca tinha encontrado com nenhuma outra pessoa.
And in the month of August, in 1982, we made contact with this people group that had never, never met any other people group not being on their own, and especially not the gospel.
Aqui tem algo muito particular com a minha esposa.
And this is a very unique thing about my wife.
Nós éramos jovens e éramos estudantes naquele instituto.
We were young and we used to go to this Bible Institute at the time.
E no primeiro semestre eu perguntei para ela o seguinte.
In the first semester, I asked her a question.
Por que você está estudando aqui? O que que você quer fazer na frente?
Why are you coming to this Bible school and what do you want for your life in the future?
E ela falou o seguinte: eu quero me formar e ir pregar o evangelho aonde nunca foi pregado o evangelho.
And then she told me, I want to graduate, and then I want to move on and preach the gospel to a people group that have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Eu falei, eu caso com essa mulher.
And then I said to myself, I'm going to marry this woman.
E aquela tribo, quando que nós fomos trabalhar com lá no norte, a minha esposa foi a primeira mulher de outra tribo que eles viram.
And when we found this people group in the middle of the Amazon, she was the first woman that they have ever seen from a different people group other than their own.
Alcançar os não alcançados.
To reach the unreached people groups.
Alcançar aqueles que nunca ouviram.
To reach the ones that who have never listened.
Certa ocasião, eu e minha esposa estávamos assistindo uma apresentação de uma peça sobre as varetinhas.
So that was a certain time. There was a time we were watching a play about this missionaries in Papua New Guinea, and the name of the play is called Each Name Had a Stick.
E no final, daqueles nativos, ele segurava monte de varinhas que representava cada uma daquela vara é uma pessoa da sua aldeia.
And in the end of this play, one of the indigenous people had in his hand a bunch of sticks that he would held it. He would actually move everywhere with it. Everywhere he went, he would take it with him. And each one of those sticks represented one person from his village.
E ele queria levar missionário para sua aldeia, mas não tinha missionário para sua aldeia.
And he wanted to bring missionaries over to his people, but we didn't have any missionaries to send over to his people.
E quando ele ouviu que não tinha missionário para a aldeia, ele entrou em desespero.
And when he heard that there was no missionaries available to go to his village, then he became desperately.
E ele pegava um pauzinho daquele e falou assim: olha, esta é minha mãe, ela vai morrer e vai para o fogo eterno porque nunca ouviu do Senhor.
And crying, weeping, he would take each stick and he would name the stick and he would say something like, this is my mom. If she doesn't listen to the gospel, she would be go to hell, and then she would throw it in the he would throw it in the fire.
E ele foi falando o nome de todas as pessoas da sua.
And he did that, bringing out each state and saying each name of each people in his group.
E aquilo era muito emocionante para a gente.
And that was very emotional for us watching it.
E eu e minha esposa estávamos chorando ali.
And me and my wife, we were crying watching this video.
E mais outro casal de missionários estava chorando também.
And then another couple of missionaries was also crying.
E do lado dele havia um filho dele que só tinha uns 10 anos chamado André.
And then on his side, there was his son. He was only 10 years old, and he was 10 at the time. His name was Andrew.
E aquela criança chorava muito.
And that child would cry also, looking at all.
Mas a pergunta dela era muito mais forte do que o seu choro para nós.
But the question that the child had was much stronger than all of our crying and weeping at the time.
A pergunta era, pai, por que que não tem mais missionários?
And he would ask his father, father, dad, why isn't there more any missionaries?
Por que que não tem missionário para ir para aquele lugar?
Why isn't there missionaries to go to that place?
Por que que não tem mais missionários?
And I ask, why don't we have any more missionaries?
Certa ocasião, nossa Missão Novas Tribos no Brasil recebeu uma pelo rádio um chamado de uma tribo muito distante.
That was a time when New Tribes Mission had a call from the communication radio, and it was a call from someone that was deep in the jungle trying to reach out someone in the radio.
E ele falava, os índios falava, manda avião nos buscar porque nós queremos ir para a cidade para conversar com vocês, é muito importante.
And he would be asking, please send the plane to get us because we want to be taken to the city because we want to talk to you.
Mas os missionários não mandaram avião. Não é barato mandar avião sem saber qual é o motivo real.
But the missionaries wouldn't send a plane. It's not cheap to send a plane to get people out of the jungle, especially not knowing specifically why they want to get out of there.
Um mês depois,
one month after this,
eles recebem uma ligação por telefone, antigamente aquela ligação a cobrar. Para certa missão. Os missionários.
So a month after that in Manaus, in the heart of the Amazon jungle, these missionaries had a phone call and they had a phone call.
E falava assim, mande carro buscar aqui tem 10 índios que querem ir aí para a sede da missão falar com vocês.
And the phone call, someone in the other line, in the other side of the line was saying, please send a car to this place. Because we have 10 indigenous people that wants to get to your mission base.
Mandar carro é bem mais barato que mandar avião.
Yes, sending a car is much cheaper than sending a plane. So.
Eles enviaram carro e trouxeram os 10 índios até a sede
da missão. So they sent the car, and the car got those indigenous people, and we brought them to the mission.
E dois colegas receberam aqueles 10 índios na sala ali de visitas.
So all these 10 indigenous people, they came and they sat down in the living room.
E daqueles índios dá passo para frente e fala, nós queremos falar com vocês.
And then one of them, he stepped up and he said, we want to talk to all of you.
Nós pedimos para vocês mandarem avião, vocês não mandaram avião.
We asked you to send a plane, and he didn't send a plane to get us.
Nós esperamos, mas o avião não veio.
We waited, but the plane never came.
E nós descemos e levamos quase 15 dias para chegar até aqui.
So we came down the jungle, and it took us 15 days to get here.
Nós vimos aqui só para falar para vocês.
So we came here just to tell you.
Aí o colega falou, sim, pode falar, o que vocês querem?
So the missionary said, yes, go ahead. What is that you want?
Quanto é que custa missionário?
And then he said, how much will it cost us to have a missionary?
Nós queremos comprar para nossa aldeia.
Because we want to buy one for our village.
Por que faltam missionários?
And I ask again, why are we lacking missionaries?
Eu quero convidá-los a abrir suas Bíblias em Isaías capítulo 6, versículo 8.
To invite you to open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8.
Na tradução em português, capítulo 6, versículo 8, na tradução em português, ela é muito forte para nós.
In the Portuguese translation, this verse 8, it gives us an idea of something very, very important.
E diz assim, depois disto, ouvi a voz do Senhor,
And it says this. Then I heard the voice of the Lord. Just an observation now because of the translation. A literal translation from the Portuguese version that brings us this idea of very importance. It starts off with, after this, I heard the voice of the Lord saying.
A quem enviarei e quem há de ir por nós?
Whom shall I send and who will go for us?
A pergunta me impressiona porque ele diz, a quem enviarei, como se ele não soubesse.
And this question impresses me because when he asks, whom shall I send? It's like, doesn't he know?
Ele sabe todas as coisas, ele conhece os nossos corações. Por que ele perguntou, a quem enviarei?
And we know that God knows all things. He knows everything. He knows everyone. And then why does he ask then, whom shall I send, if he knows everything?
Por que ele pergunta, então, a quem enviarei?
Then why would he ask, whom shall I send?
E eu aprendi durante esses mais de 40 anos de obra missionária.
And I have learned throughout these 40 years or more of missionary work.
Que a obra missionária é muito mais uma atitude de coração do que uma obediência a uma ordem.
That missionary work, it's much more about an attitude of our heart than an obedience to a simple order.
A segunda é, e quem irá por nós, em nosso lugar?
And the question is, and who will go for us? Which means, who will go in our place?
Ele vai lá. Os pés do Senhor estarão ali, a voz do Senhor estará ali, a mão do Senhor estará ali, no lugar do Senhor.
In reality, we see that God's hand will be in that place, God's feet will be in that place, God's mouth will be in that place when a missionary gets there.
Mas vamos voltar no começo do versículo. Depois disso.
Let's go back to the beginning of that verse when it says after this or then.
Porque quando Isaías escutou isso, ele disse, eis-me aqui, envia-me a mim.
Because after this, Isaiah listened and he answered, here I am, send me.
Ele não arrumou nenhuma desculpa das milhares que nós temos.
He didn't have any excuses from the thousands of excuses that we would have.
Ele escutou Deus falando, a quem enviarei, ele disse, eis-me aqui.
He listened to God saying, whom shall I send? And he said, here I am.
Então, o que aconteceu antes para que Isaías tivesse o seu coração tão pronto para dizer, eis-me aqui?
So this tells us that something happened before, in order that got his attention and made him have that that heart of saying, here I am, send me. And we want to look at that.
Ele diz, no ano em que o rei Uzias morreu, eu vi o Senhor.
And in verse 1, we read, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord.
Era ano difícil.
It was a hard year.
O rei Uzias era rei que tinha tantas capacidades, mas ele morreu.
It was a difficult year, and King Uzziah had a lot of capabilities, but he had died.
E nós nunca vivemos dias tão difíceis como estamos vivendo agora.
And we have never lived such difficult days as we are living nowadays.
Pandemia.
Pandemics.
A guerra na Ucrânia.
War in Ukraine.
A incredulidade ao redor do mundo.
Unbelief in people's heart around the world.
São dias de medo, dias de instabilidade, dias de incompreensão.
It's days of not understanding things, days of instability, days of frightening and fear.
Dias de inflação, de gasolina aumentando o preço e de tantas coisas que podem assustar.
It's days that we see touching our daily lives, like gas prices going up, inflation going up, everything's unstable, and we can look at these things and we can be frightened at them.
O profeta diz.
But the prophet said.
No ano em que o rei Uzias morreu, eu vi o Senhor. E ele estava sentado em alto e sublime trono.
And the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted.
O Senhor está reinando absoluto.
God is ruling above everything.
Ele é Todo-Poderoso.
He is all-powerful.
Ele não se surpreende por nada. Ele conhece todas as coisas.
He is not surprised with anything. He doesn't get surprised with anything because he oversees everything.
No ano da morte do rei Uzias, eu vi o Senhor assentado reinando.
In the year that the king died, he saw the Lord sitting on his high and exalted throne.
E nos dias atuais, o Senhor continua assentado e reinando nesse trono sublime.
And in our days, he is still seated in his high and exalted throne, and he is ruling above everything and everyone.
O primeiro aspecto é que nós precisamos ver o Senhor.
The first aspect I want to bring out is that we need to look at our Lord.
Muitas pessoas não conseguem ver o Senhor.
Many people, they can't see the Lord.
Eles ouvem do Senhor.
They hear about the Lord.
Eles participam de reuniões onde fala o Senhor.
They even participate in joint meetings where it's being talked about the Lord.
Mas eles não veem que o Senhor está sentado no alto sublime.
But they can't see that God is seated on this high throne.
A história de Balaão mostra muito bem isso.
And the story of Balaam talks about this.
Em Números 22, o Senhor fala com Balaão a respeito do povo de Israel.
In Numbers 22, God talks to Balaam about Israel.
Versículo 9 é muito claro quando o Senhor diz que não vai amaldiçoar Israel.
And in verse 9, it's very clear when God tells Balaam that he will not prophesies against Israel.
No capítulo 24, versículo 1, aí diz que Balaão então finalmente entendeu que o Senhor não ia amaldiçoar.
In chapter 24, finally we see on the scripture saying that Balaam understood, he understood that God will not say anything or penalize Israel.
O Senhor tinha falado com ele lá atrás.
God had spoken to him before.
Mas várias coisas aconteceram até ele realmente perceber.
But a lot of things happened till he finally understood.
A nossa mente muitas vezes não consegue ver o Senhor.
In our minds, sometimes we just can't comprehend and understand what the Lord is saying.
Nós precisamos saber no coração que Deus está sentado no alto sublime.
But we must know in our hearts that God is seated on a high and exalted throne.
Voltando lá para o Instituto Bíblico da Missão Nova Estrela.
Going back to the New Tribes Bible Institute in Brazil.
Eu cheguei lá e o único dinheiro que eu tinha no meu bolso era o último salário que eu tinha recebido.
And when I finally arrived, the only money I had was my last paycheck for my job that I just quit.
A minha família não ia mandar dinheiro para mim.
My family was not going to send me any support.
A minha igreja não ia mandar dinheiro para mim.
My church wasn't sending me any support.
E eu não sabia que precisava pagar nada.
And I actually didn't know that I had to pay to go to school.
No segundo dia de aula, o presidente da escola fala: os alunos que o nome começa de A até M passam na contabilidade para acertar suas contas.
So the second day of our arrival, the director of the school said, okay, all the students that starts, the name starts with letters from A to M, please come to the office, financial office, we want to talk to you.
Eu tremi no banco que eu estava sentado.
And I started shaking because I was like, what is a financial office?
Aí eu cheguei pro presidente e falei, irmão Alton, aqui a gente paga?
So I finally I got there and when I met him and he told me about this, I asked him, do we have to pay to serve the Lord?
Aí ele falou assim, em 20 anos na existência da escola, você é a primeira pessoa que nós esquecemos de avisar que precisa pagar mensalmente.
And he said, in 20 years of the Bible school existence, you are the only one who we actually forgot to tell you that you have to pay.
Aí ele falou, você crê que Deus pode sustentar você aqui?
And then he asked me, do you believe that God can sustain and provide everything you need here in this Bible school?
Eu fiquei olhando para ele porque era a primeira vez que eu pensei nisso.
And I was just staring at him because it was the first time I was thinking about this.
Eu ia viver da minha resposta.
And I would have to live based on that answer.
Aí eu falei, eu creio. Aí ele falou, então você pode ficar.
And then I said, I believe that God will provide. And then he said, then you can stay.
Quanto dinheiro você trouxe?
And then he asked me, how much money did you actually bring?
Aí eu falei, ele falou assim, então você tira um terço para pagar os livros que você vai usar e o outro para pagar a sua mensalidade. E eu fiquei sem nenhum centavo.
And then he said, so, how much money do you have? And I told him how much money I had. He said, okay, give me a third of that to help pay the books that you need to study. And another third to pay off the school debt. And then I didn't have any money left with me.
Uma semana depois acabou sabonete, pasta de dente, acabou tudo que eu precisava.
A week later, after I bought all my supplies I would need, you know, for my living expenses, all my money was gone. A week later, all of it.
Algumas vezes eu orava para algum colega esquecer o sabonete no banheiro que eu tomava.
Believe it or not, sometimes I would pray that one of the dorm guys, my roommates, he would forget his soap in the bathroom so I could use his soap.
Aí depois de um mês, entrou a outro mês que eu devia, aí então a minha conta era dois meses que eu estava devendo, eu tinha que ir embora da escola.
So next month came, and next month's bill came, and now I was 2 months late.
E eu teria que ir embora da escola porque não pode ficar dois meses devendo.
And they had this kind of rule thing that you couldn't owe more than 2 months of money to the school. So if I come up with the money, then I would have to leave the Bible school.
E eu saí para orar, e hoje cedo eu lembrei disso.
And this morning,
quando escutei o trem.
I remember this this morning when I heard the train. I went out to pray.
Porque lá em frente à escola tem uma linha de trem do outro lado. Sim, eu fui lá naquele lugar orar.
Hoje? Não, naquela ocasião.
Naquela ocasião tinha linha de trem.
So and that I went to this railroad to pray, and I remember because we had a railroad across from me today this morning.
Eu não disse muita coisa na minha oração.
And I remember that I didn't say much. While I prayed,
eu disse, Senhor, eu não quero te pedir nada, eu só quero te servir.
But I asked God. I said, I told God, God, I don't want to ask you anything. I just want to serve you.
Aí voltei para minha, pro meu quarto para estudar.
I went back to my room to study the Bible.
No outro dia eu recebo uma carta pelo correio.
Next day I get a letter in the mail.
Era esse irmão Jaime Nichols que me escreveu o seguinte.
And then this brother Jimmy Nichols. That I mentioned before, he wrote to me.
Ele falou assim, olha, o meu filho mandou essa oferta para você e eu estou repassando essa oferta. Só que essa oferta veio dos Estados Unidos até Brasília, de Brasília até Peniel, e isso levou quase 20 dias de viagem.
So, in the letter he wrote, he said, my son heard about you. He's sending you an offering. It's from the United States. It came to Brasília. And then from Brazil to your state, and that pretty much took at least 20 days at the time to get the money over there.
O Senhor sabia que naquele dia eu ia orar.
God knew that in that day I would pray.
Há 20 dias atrás ele fez o dinheiro começar a andar até chegar na minha conta.
20 days before that, God started to make the money move around in order to get to my hands 20 days before I actually prayed to him.
Por quê? Porque Deus está sentado no alto sublime trono.
And this is because God is seated on a high and supreme throne.
E ele sabe nossas necessidades mesmo antes da gente.
And he knows our needs even before we know our needs ourselves.
Ele conhece nossas necessidades físicas.
He knows our physical needs.
Ele conhece nossas necessidades emocionais.
He knows our emotional needs.
Ele conhece as nossas necessidades de segurança.
He knows
de proteção.
Our security protection needs.
O Senhor cuida de cada de nós.
And he takes care of each one of those and each one of us.
Eu tenho uma foto muito bonita de aviãozinho.
I have a picture, a very nice picture of this little airplane.
Quando nós morávamos na aldeia, uma vez por mês o avião levava comida para nós.
When I used to live in the village, when we made that contact, once a month, this plane would fly in to give us our supplies, food supplies.
E lá na cidade ficava missionário que era o nosso comprador. Ele tinha o nosso cartão e tinha a lista daquele que a gente precisava, uma vez por mês ele fazia.
In the city, we had this missionary that his main job was to get our supplies, go to supermarkets and buy all of our supplies so he could put it in the plane and then the plane could fly in to provide us our supplies, because it would take many, many days to get out of the village and then come back to the village. So it was better, faster, and actually cheaper if we could just have a plane flying in.
Aí nós, pelo rádio, chamamos, falamos assim, como é que está a situação aí? Ele falou assim, olha, nós já fizemos toda a compra, já está perto de mandar, só não tem dinheiro para pagar o voo.
So finally, we called them after we provided them all the supplies. Now, when I said we called them, we radioed him. So we had him a radio message, and I asked, how is everything? How's the supplies buying and gatherings? How's it going? And he said, well, we got everything done. We were able to buy all the supplies, and we are ready to ship. We're ready to fly it in for you, but our money's gone. We don't have any more money. We can't pay the flight.
Eu falei para ele, fala com o piloto para a gente poder pagar no outro mês.
So I told him, tell the pilot that we can pay him next month.
Ele falou, não, na Bíblia está escrito, não devais nada a ninguém, e eu não vou fazer isso.
And then he said, we can't do that because the Bible tells us not to owe anyone anything. So I'm not going to do that.
Ele é missionário da Nova Strip, você sabe disso.
And he's a New Tribes missionary.
Aí nós ficamos sem saber o que fazer e conversamos entre nós.
So we didn't know what to do when we were talking amongst us in the village.
Uma semana depois, todas as coisas, comida acabaram.
A week after that, all of our food supply was gone.
E nós tivemos a reunião e falamos, vamos fazer o seguinte, vamos mandar o voo chegar, porque toda vez que o voo vinha, ele ia lá na minha casa comer um bolo que a minha esposa tinha feito. O piloto ia lá na minha casa.
So eventually we planned this, we had this plan and we said, we need our supplies. We just need them. So let's just ask the pilot to fly in. And every time he comes over, he will sit with us, and especially at my house. And my wife in the city will send this cake and this amazing juice that he makes. And while he's sitting down.
Aí quando ele tiver comendo o bolo gostoso que a minha esposa fez, eu ia falar para ele, irmão, a gente pode pagar no mês que vem?
So finally, when he was sitting down, eating that cake, drinking that juice, I would finally say, brother, can we pay you for the flight next month?
Esse era o nosso plano.
So this was our plan B right there.
Aí nós chamamos pelo rádio e falamos para o nosso irmão na cidade, pode mandar comida.
So we called in the radio and we told the missionary, just send the food, send the supplies and...
Aí ele falou assim, como é que vocês vão pagar? Eu falei, não se preocupe, está tudo resolvido.
And then he said, well, how are you going to pay? I take care of the money. How are you going to pay if you don't have any money? He said, I don't know, God will provide. Just send them, we need the food, we need the supplies.
Aí ele marca com o piloto o voo pro próximo final de semana. Aí na hora que enche o avião, preparar para viajar, ele despede do piloto e diz o seguinte, olha, eles vão pagar você lá na aldeia.
So they load the plane up, everything is ready, they're ready to go. Finally, the pilot came, pretty much asking for the money, and then the missionary tells him, you can fly, you can go ahead, make the flight, once you get there, they're going to pay you.
Se não tem dinheiro na cidade onde tem banco, vai ter dinheiro no mar?
And then the question is, if in the city where you have all the banks, you don't have the money, how are you going to have the money in the jungle?
Aí o avião vem.
So the plane actually came.
Ele pousa e nós tiramos toda a comida, o mantimento do avião. E eu fiquei perto dele esperando que ele fechasse a porta do avião para ir lá para casa para colocar o plano B em ação.
So he finally came, he landed, we got all the supplies out of the plane, we loaded in our houses, and I'm just waiting by his side, waiting that he would lock the door, the airplane door, and then, I could invite a man to come to my house to get our plan B in place.
Mas ele não fechou a porta do avião.
But he didn't shut the door.
Aí eu falei, irmão, vamos lá em casa comer o bolo.
And then I asked him, hey, brother, let's go to our house, because he was a Christian. Brother, let's go to our house. I want you to eat the cake with us.
Ele falou, não, hoje eu tô com pressa, só estou esperando o dinheiro.
And I said, no, I'm in a hurry today. I can't, I'm just waiting on the money.
Eu levantei, eu afastei dele, olhei para o mato e falei, Senhor, de onde me virá o socorro?
I finally, I looked away, and I looked in the jungle, And I remember this verse from the Bible, and I said, God, where will my help come from?
Nesse instante chega colega, ele tinha uma sacola, vamos lembrar que isto era na década de 80, nós escrevíamos cartas, aí ele traz uma sacola que tinha quatro cartas para mim.
So, one of our friends, at this moment, one of our friends, he comes from the house, and he has this little plastic bag, and remember now, we're talking in the 80s, we're talking about the 80s, so we used to actually write letters to each other, not emails or text messages, so I had four letters, that it was inside this plastic bag.
Eu pego uma carta, daquelas quatro, e abro a carta.
And I opened one of the letters from the four letters.
Ele tinha papel que não tinha nada escrito.
And there was this blank piece of paper, nothing written on it.
Eu abri o papel, e dentro dele tinha cheque.
So, and I opened that paper up, and inside that paper, it was a check.
Vocês podem imaginar o valor daquele cheque?
Now, guess the amount of that check written to me.
Nem um centavo a mais, nem um centavo a menos. O preço exato daquele voo.
Not a cent over, not a cent less. The exact amount of the flight money.
Por quê? Porque Deus está sentado no alto sublime trono.
And I say again, why? Because God is seated on his high throne.
A segunda visão que nós precisamos ter está no versículo 5.
And the second vision that we need to have, it's in verse 5.
Estou perdido.
I am lost.
É o meu fim, pois sou um homem de lábios impuros e vivo no meio de pessoas de impuros lábios. E meus olhos viram o Senhor.
Woe to me, I cry. I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips. And I live among a people of unclean lips.
Mas aí no versículo 6 diz, versículo 6 e 7, que um anjo trouxe uma brasa viva, colocou nos seus lábios e disse, sua culpa foi removida, seus pecados foram perdoados.
But then in verse 6 we read that one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongues from the altar. And what we see is that this angel was bringing a message saying that now my lips are not unclean anymore. And I don't have this life that I used to have with unclean lips. And woe to me anymore.
Nós precisamos ver o tamanho da salvação que nós temos.
So we need to realize the amount or how big the salvation that we have, how big that actually is.
Você, qual milagre do Senhor Jesus Cristo você mais gostou? Mais gosta?
Which miracle of Jesus Christ do you prefer the most when you read the gospel?
Foi ele andar sobre as águas?
Was it walking over the waters?
Ou curar o cego?
Or bringing sight to the blind?
Ou curar o paralítico?
Or making a paralyzed man walk again?
Ou ressuscitar Lázaro?
Or bringing Lazarus back to life?
Cada milagre desse é simplesmente fantástico.
Each miracle of those are simply fantastic.
Mas lembrem-se.
But remember.
Esses milagres o Senhor fez enquanto ele estava vivo.
These miracles, Jesus made them while he was in this world.
Ele estava vivo, mas para te salvar, para nos salvar, ele precisou morrer na cruz.
And he did all this while he was alive, but to save you, something happened. He had to die.
A nossa salvação é maior do que qualquer milagre nesse mundo.
So our salvation is actually bigger than any miracle that he actually performed in this world.
É o maior milagre de todos.
It's the biggest miracle of all.
Maior do que a própria criação do universo.
It's even bigger than the creation of the universe.
Isaías, um dos profetas, disse que com seus dedos o Senhor criou os céus e a terra.
In Isaiah, there's a verse that says that with his fingertips he created the earth.
Mas com seu braço poderoso operou a nossa salvação.
But with his arm, his powerful arm, he operated and he gained our salvation.
A nossa salvação é a maior obra de toda a história do universo.
Our salvation is the biggest work of all the history in the universe.
Muitas vezes nós não damos o valor necessário para a nossa salvação.
And sometimes we just don't value enough the salvation that we have in Christ.
E nós ficamos esperando milagres para aumentar nossa fé.
And we're waiting on miracles to elevate our faith.
Nós não precisamos de milagre para aumentar a nossa fé. A palavra nos mostra que a nossa salvação é o maior dom de todo o universo.
And the word tells us that our salvation is the biggest gift that we can ever have.
Quantos de nós andamos de cabeça baixa, de coração triste, de angústia na alma? Para e pense na salvação que você tem.
Think about the salvation that you have in Christ.
E seu coração encherá de alegria e louvores ao Senhor.
Your heart will be filled with praise and gratitude before God.
A terceira visão está no mesmo versículo quando ele diz: e moro no meio de um povo de impuros lábios.
And the third vision we want to bring out is written when he says that I live among a people of unclean lips.
Sim, nós estamos cercados de pessoas perdidas.
Yes, and we also are involved with lost people around us.
E nossos olhos precisam ser abertos para ver o mundo que necessita ouvir da salvação em Cristo
and
Jesus.
Our eyes need to be open to this world. A world full of people who needs to listen and know our Lord Jesus Christ.
Nós estamos acostumados neste mundo.
And I think we got used to this world.
Quantos de nós não abrimos a boca para falar da salvação do Senhor?
How many of us on our daily basis we're not opening our mouth to talk about this salvation in Jesus Christ?
Eles precisam ouvir.
They must listen.
Todo homem precisa primeiro ouvir, depois crer, depois invocar e depois será salvo.
Every man, in order to get saved, they first need to hear, then they need to believe.
Invocar.
Then they need to
pedir para entrar no coração.
Ask God to bring him into his life, to save him, so realizing that salvation is only in Jesus Christ in order to be saved.
Essa mensagem precisa ser pregada, audivelmente pregada. Eles precisam ouvir.
This message has to be preached in a way that they can actually hear this and comprehend it.
O nosso testemunho é, precisamos testemunhar o tempo todo.
Our testimony, it's very important. We need to live out a godly life on a daily basis.
Mas o Senhor diz que nós devemos pregar como se toca uma trombeta para que todos ouçam.
But God tells us that we need to preach like we would play a trumpet that everybody would hear it.
E temos que pregar com uma mensagem que haja entendimento. Eles precisam entender a mensagem da salvação.
And we have to preach with a message that it's comprehensible, something that they can actually comprehend and make sense to them.
Então nós temos três visões, a visão de Deus assentado no trono.
So we have three visions, the vision of God sitting on his throne.
A visão da nossa grande salvação em Cristo.
The vision of our great salvation in Christ.
A visão de um mundo perdido.
And the vision of a great world that is lost.
E depois disto ouvi a voz do Senhor, a quem enviarei, quem há de por nós.
And finally listen to the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who shall go for us?
E aí só tem uma resposta.
And then there's only one answer to that question.
Eis-me aqui. Envia-me a mim.
Here I am. Send me.
Todos nós precisamos dizer isso para o Senhor.
We all need to respond adequately to God.
É tão interessante que todos os profetas falaram, eis-me aqui.
It's interesting because we see all the prophets responding to God, here I am.
Maria, a mãe de Jesus, precisou dizer, eis-me aqui.
Even Mary, Jesus' mother, she needed to say, here I am.
E Hebreus diz que o Senhor Jesus Cristo disse, eis-me aqui.
And in Hebrews, Jesus Christ himself said, here I am.
Todos nós precisamos dizer para o Senhor, eis-me aqui.
We all need to respond to our Lord, here I am, Lord.
Alguns têm medo de dizer, eis-me aqui, porque têm medo do Senhor enviar para distante, para um lugar distante.
And some of us, we are afraid to say, here I am, Lord, because he might very well send us in a distant, far away from here.
O Senhor está chamando para um relacionamento pessoal com Ele.
But God is calling you out. He is asking you, he is inviting you to be in a real relationship with himself.
E depois desse relacionamento, qualquer lugar É bom para nós porque o Senhor estaria ali.
And because of this relationship, then anywhere is the perfect where, because God will be with us.
O melhor lugar do mundo é o centro da vontade de Deus para nós.
And we say, the best place in the world is the place where God wants us to be.
Moramos no mato, na selva, muitos anos.
We lived in the jungle for many, many years.
Eu contraí malária 8 vezes.
I had malaria for 8 times.
Algumas vezes eu corri perigo. Uma ocasião, uma onça me atacou.
One time, a jaguar attacked me.
Eu fiquei perdido na selva.
I have been lost in the jungle.
E era um lugar potencialmente perigoso.
And it was a very dangerous place to be lost at the time.
E quando eu mostro as fotos para as pessoas se assustam.
And when I show pictures to people get frightened with that.
E uma vez perguntaram para minha esposa, mas você não tinha medo?
And then someone asked my wife some time ago, weren't you afraid?
E ela falou, o único medo que eu tenho é ficar fora da vontade de Deus.
And then she responded, actually, the only fear that I have is to be out of God's will.
A quem enviarei?
Who will I send?
Quem há de ir por nós?
Who will go for us?
Nós temos mais de 1.900 línguas que nunca ouviram falar de Jesus.
We have over 1,900 languages that have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ.
No Brasil tem 100 tribos que não tem nenhum missionário sequer.
In Brazil we have 100 tribal villages, tribes, over 400 villages that has no presence of missionaries at all. None. No missionaries at all. Over 100 tribes.
Há muito trabalho para ser feito.
There is a lot of work to get done.
Deixa eu perguntar, tem que fazer aqui. Passar.
Só talvez o menorzinho.
É menor.
So to finish this off, I know that we went over our time. Funny links.
I'm sorry, brother. I killed your time. I'm sorry.
Just bear with me. We have 1.5-minute video that we want to show you. And this is going to be it.
Yeah.
If you want to shut the lights off, because some images will be dark.
A country called Brazil, with about 350 people groups living in it. These people groups have a rich cultural value with more than 180 spoken languages. New Tribes Mission of Brazil has reached 43 people groups serving the Lord of the Harvest so that his church is planted and moving towards maturity. Currently, 164 people groups are considered unreached. Of that number, 99 are described as not engaged, which means there is no missionary presence among them. There is not a single Christian. Wake up and look around. What can you do today for the 99 non-engaged people groups and for the 65 engaged but with insufficient missionary force? You can make a difference.
So that's it for us. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless you.
But we sent him number 4094 in the Facebook. Brother said that the supply exact of amount of money was a miracle. Creation of the world was greater miracle, but our salvation was the greatest of all, because to create the world, God has to say, let it be, and it was so. But our salvation took the life and blood of our precious Savior and God's beloved Son. So there was the greatest miracle of all. 494.
The blue book. Blue book.
Sorry.